Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Germaine. Before considering that the grave of Jesus was found empty, it is important to note the stress laid by the Gospels on the fact that the body was buried there. Each record introduces Joseph of Arimathea, and each with separate touches and independent characteristics, suggestive of convergent lines of testimony rather than of varied repetition from a single source. Mark confined himself to the statement that Joseph of Arimathea was a counselor of honorable estate, and that he was looking for the kingdom of God. The description of him in Luke informs us that he was a counselor of the Supreme Court of Israel, but Luke dwells chiefly on his spiritual qualities. He was a good man and a righteous man. He had not consented to their counsel indeed. He was looking for the kingdom of God. Matthew added that he was rich and that he was also a disciple. John explained that the discipleship was secret for fear of the Jews. Luke continued that Joseph of Arimathea went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Mark characterized this action as courageous and described the surprise and caution of the governor, the magistrate, Pilate. Pilate marveled if he were already dead, and calling unto him the centurion, he asked him whether he had been any while dead. And when he learned it of the centurion, he granted the corpse to Joseph. The verification of the facts is recorded in Mark. Matthew said that Pilate commanded the body to be given up. Luke that Pilate gave him leave. Mark that he granted the corpse to Joseph of Arimathea. Mark and Luke recorded that Joseph took the body down, that is, from the cross. John here introduced Nicodemus as assisting him, who came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds weight. Mark recorded that Joseph brought a linen cloth. Matthew and Luke that he wrapped the body within it. John added with the spices, as the custom of the Jews is to bury. Then came the account of the tomb. John recorded that in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, wherein was never man laid. Mark stated it was hewn out of the rock. Luke that it was hewn in stone, wherein never man had yet laid. Matthew wrote that the tomb was Joseph's own, and that it was he who had had it constructed. Mark wrote that he rolled a stone at the door of the tomb. Matthew added that the stone was great. Luke and John said that in the morning the women found that it had been rolled away. The incident of the burial closes in all the Gospels, except in John, with reference to the women who were the silent witnesses. Luke said that they followed after and beheld the tomb and how his body was laid. Matthew, that they were sitting over against the sepulchre. So the women knew exactly where he was buried. These indications of the exact locality of the grave, this naming of the witnesses, both the men and the women, are particularly suggestive of the attention directed to the actual place of our Lord's burial in the historical records. Every detail is carefully attested. The fact of the death is verified through the Roman magistrate, Pilate himself, who did not yield up the body until after ascertaining not only that Christ was dead, but that he had been dead for some while. Mark 15, verse 44. The side of Jesus had been pierced with a spear. Blood and water came out. He had died, and he had been dead for some time before the Romans gave up the body. The burial was witnessed by those who knew him. Disciples noted particularly not only where, but even how his body was laid. So vivid are the simple details that we can realize the scene for ourselves. All this is important in view of modern false theories. These perversions that have come in the 1800s tried to state that there was confusion about where the grave was, but not so. The concurrent testimony of the four Gospels, while revealing the affection which gathered at the Master's grave, has unconsciously anticipated and refuted the false theories invented in the 19th century. Listen now to Matthew chapter 27, beginning at verse 62. On the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember while he was still alive how that deceiver said, 'After 3 days I will rise.' Therefore command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say to people, 'He has risen from the dead.' So the last deception will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard, go your way. Make it as secure as you know how." So they went away and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard. Late on the Sabbath, or after the Sabbath was ended, Saturday evening, Mary Magdalene and two others provided sweet spices that they might be ready to go early the next morning and embalm the body of Jesus. Mark chapter 16, verse 1. Matthew took up his narrative of the events with the coming of these women to the sepulchre. We read in Matthew chapter 28, "Now late on the Sabbath day, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. His appearance was as lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the watchers did quake and became as dead men." Matthew chapter 28. This earthquake seems to have occurred while they were on the way, and they saw the effects of it when they arrived at the sepulchre. This earthquake was a fitting sign to accompany the rising of the Lord. He came forth a mighty conqueror. Jesus did not suffer profane eyes to look upon him after he was raised from the dead. The earthquake occurred at the time the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and rolled the stone away, thus breaking the seal. This divine messenger overawed the guards and rolled away the stone, not to let Jesus out of the tomb, but to let others in to see that he had risen. The angel was there to confirm the evidence borne by the empty tomb. Jesus arose with tremendous power and angel witnesses. When the women arrived, the stone had been rolled away and the angel sat upon it. The angel sat, terrible to the keepers, Matthew chapter 26, verse 64. The angel rose and was standing to comfort the women as they came. When Mary drew near, she saw what had been unnoticed, a second angel within the tomb. Listen now to Matthew chapter 28, beginning at verse 5. "And the angel answered and said unto the women, 'Fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus, who has been crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, even as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples, he is risen from the dead. And lo, he goes before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you.'" Matthew chapter 28, verses 5 through 7. Of all that could be said about the tomb in which Jesus' cold, lifeless corpse was put to rest, these words go without contest. It was empty. When the women came to the tomb as it was dawning toward the first day of the week, their concern was the rolling away of the large stone that covered the door, so that they might further anoint the body of their beloved Savior. When they approached the tomb, they stood aghast that the great stone door had been rolled back and the body of Jesus was missing. Angels comforted them and proclaimed that Jesus had risen from the dead as he had said. They were thereupon admonished to go in haste to bring the disciples' word. Matthew chapter 28. Mary Magdalene ran to bring the disciples' word, as recorded in John chapter 20, verse 2. The disciples in this account were Peter and John, who in turn ran to the tomb to investigate for themselves. John chapter 20, verses 3 through 8. They knew not the scripture that he should rise from the dead, and with much pondering returned unto their own home. John chapter 20, verses 9 and 10. They had found the tomb totally empty. The body of Jesus was undeniably missing. Mary remained behind, standing without at the tomb, weeping. So as she wept, she stood and looked into the tomb, and she beheld two angels in white sitting, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said unto her, Woman, why do you weep? She said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. When she had thus said, she turned herself back and beheld Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why do you weep? Whom do you seek? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if you have borne him hence, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which is to say, Teacher. Jesus said to her, Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended unto the Father, but go unto my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and that he had said these things to her. John chapter 20, verses 11 through verse 18. Yes, Jesus, Messiah, died for our sins according to the prophet of Judah, Isaiah chapter 53. Yes, Jesus was buried in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. The great stone was made fast and sealed. Soldiers guarded the tomb. But Jesus was raised the third day. The great stone was rolled back. The tomb was empty. Yes, you can believe in Jesus. He is Lord and Messiah. Turn away from sin, repent, and be baptized, immersed in the name of Jesus the Messiah, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the Holy Spirit as a gift. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Amen. If you would like to get a free New Testament, a free book about the evidences of God, or a free Bible course, please write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he still stormed Galilee. I believe that he walked on the water. And I believe that he's the answer for me. Yes, I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he died on Mount Calvary. And I believe that the tomb was found empty. And I believe that he's the answer for me. I believe in the words of the Bible, how he made the poor blind man
to see. I believe that the deaf ears